Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
KMBZ on a Friday afternoon. So it's interesting how the tone has changed when it comes to police officers in schools. Last summer, and quite frankly for the last couple of years, a lot of the conversation had been, because of school shootings, we needed more school resource officers in schools. That was the big push, was that there were some people, quite frankly, that said, arm teachers, but if we're not going to arm teachers, let's have more armed police in schools to protect against school shootings. And so there really was a push for that, to get more police in schools. Fast forward to current day, and it's funny how it's been in the last several days, really, the number of headlines and the number of cities now that are looking at trying to take police officers out of schools. And let's see, who did kind of the wrap-up? This was InTheseTimes.com has a great wrap-up of stories saying, in Minneapolis, they're looking at it, but cities in seven other states could soon follow suit. And these are big cities. Denver school board members were talking about it last night. It's come up in Chicago. I believe Phoenix has taken a look at it as well. Cities in Washington, Oregon, all over the place are looking at proposals to get police out of schools. What's your first reaction, John?
I'm of two minds on this. The first one is that it's probably a bad move. If what you want, if there was a value in it in the first place, then it's a bad move because, as we just got finished saying, most cops are fine. You know, most officers are perfectly fine and do their job well and respect their job and respect their badge and respect the public. So just saying because of these incidents, and I don't think anybody would see these things as anything other than outlying incidents. In terms of the reactions, the interactions that people have with police, there are thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of them every day that go perfectly fine. So to take those, horrifying as they are, to take those incidents and say, nope, can't trust cops, get them away from our kids, I think that's a bad move. On the other hand, and this is why I'm of two minds on this, every school resource officer that I've ever had personal contact with back in the days when I was in school were completely useless. They were school resource officers because they couldn't be patrol officers. And I think if you look at what happened with the officer who ended up getting fired and now wants his job back, who was at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in South Florida when the shooting happened there, and he went and hid in his car, that it kind of bears that out a little bit. So I honestly don't see the value in having them there, because the officers that and I'm sure there are some that it would be an exception to this. But all I can tell you is what I've had personal experience with. Nobody in those schools had any respect or any use for them being there anyway.
I almost read the old text line again. It is stuck in my brain. 913-576-7798 is the text line, or you can call 576-7798. What do you think about the idea of getting school resource officers out of schools. It's amazing how I don't want to downplay what happened in Minneapolis, but it's amazing how in the last 10 days, this is the conversation now that is happening in schools about getting school resource officers out. And in Denver, they're looking at it as like a financial resource thing. The Denver Board of Education Vice President and Board Secretary want to discontinue the school resource officer program, which currently has 18 uniformed officers in schools. They said they're going to direct the Board of Education to review and revise policies related to the role of school resource officers and look at how the money allocated for that program is spent. What they want to do is divert that money into mental health and full-time nurses instead. I need someone to make the connection for me between some pretty severe incidents of police brutality, but these were not new. Okay, you know, the Minneapolis one was an extreme incident, and we've had more, you know, more minor incidents since last Monday. But this idea of police brutality and some tough relations between police and the public didn't start last Monday. And so before last Monday, the idea was we wanted school resource officers in schools in order to protect our kids against shootings. And, you know, and like you said, there was a valid reason for that, right? I don't get why suddenly people don't trust all police now. It's like, yeah, because we've had one very highly publicized, and rightfully so, but one very highly publicized incident of death by the hands of a police officer. Now it's like we don't trust police to be around our kids.
And significantly, that death by police officer did not happen in a school. It had nothing to do with the school resource officer program. And I knew this was going to happen, and it bears some talking about, because, as I said, I'm sure there are some school resource officers who are great. The only ones that I've ever had personal interaction with were just, they were nothing. Nobody cared. And, of course, the text line is now saying, well, our school resource officer is wonderful. Good for you. But that goes to, is this the right reason to end school resource officer programs? Probably not. But I think that, I don't know. All I can tell you is, as I said in the initial outset, all I can tell you is my own personal experiences with them, and they haven't been good.
Well, and I assume that these school resource officers in these other districts are good too, because we haven't heard about problems with school resource officers in schools. We have seen incidents of police dealing with the public, but we have not seen incidents of school resource officers having troubles in schools. Not at all. Now, keep in mind the fact that kids haven't been in school since March. So there hasn't even been interaction between police and kids. And aside from the obvious, you know, if you believe that having more police on campus protects kids, one of the benefits I see in having school resource officers there is to instill in kids at an early age a positive relationship with police and a positive view of police, and allowing there to be conversations and that visibility between police and kids, I think is a good thing.
And that, I think, is the most important thing, because what you just said is the truth at the center of it, which is getting rid of the program. In the same way that I just happened to Google it because I was curious, you know, how things went, and I Googled the words hero and school resource officer, and it came up with a few stories. You have people who had thwarted shootings and things like that. But even getting it away from that, what I don't see and what I don't ever remember hearing, and this is significant, is I don't ever remember hearing about a real bad one, about a real fascist who is, you know, knocking kids around and being a problem day after day after day in the school. So it's going the step to get rid of it is getting rid of a problem that doesn't exist.
Right. Right. And so I don't, again, it's baffling to me that this is the direction that schools decide to go. And the first incident that we saw of this was, I think it was University of Minnesota, came out just a couple of days after what happened in Minneapolis with George Floyd and said, we want to cut our ties with the Minneapolis Police Department. Okay, fine. That is a specific police department in which a very specific problem has come to light. To me, that's maybe a slightly different thing. But why Denver and why Chicago and why Phoenix all of a sudden? I don't get it.
And And if we're wrong, I mean, if there have been incidents, if that was the straw that broke the camel's back after incident with school resource officers in Minneapolis, and now they said, okay, because this happened, now we're going to take the time to do that, then enumerate those. Say,
right,
this is how many times something has gone wrong with a school resource officer. Don't just say, a bad thing happened on the streets in our city, so we don't want any cops in our schools anymore.
576-7798 or text in to 913-576-7798. What do you think about the idea, as it's really picking up steam quickly, getting school resource officers out of our schools? It's like people have forgotten the reason that we needed school resource officers in schools in the first place. Now, we have not had a school shooting. In fact, there were stories about that during COVID-19, that in getting kids out of schools, one of the things we didn't have anymore was school shootings. I hate to be negative about it, but you got to think at some point when kids go back to school and they're around each other again, frankly, as life gets back to normal, let's just put it that way, as the world opens up and things get back to the normal that we had at the start of this year, we're going to have those same problems return. And so what I fear is going to happen is you're going to take school resource officers out. Kids are going to go back to school. And in 6 months, then, you know, let's say we have our first school shooting, and then there's going to be a call to get school resource officers back into school. Make up your mind. 576-7798, text in to 913-576-7798. We can get a couple callers on the line here before we go to the break. We can go to Greenwood first and get Michael on the line with us. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how you all doing? So these schools are getting rid of these resource officers, which it added security for schools. But when I was growing up, you know, 60s, grade school, 70s, and junior high and high school, the principal, the vice principal, even the custodial was very vigilant, and they were always in the halls during, between classes, during classes. And so are they going to go back to doing that? Are they going to go back to being vigilant, or are they just going to continue doing their meetings and their conferences and just letting it go back the way it was, where they don't have nobody to monitor the school?
Yeah, I don't know. As I said, I think it's getting rid of a problem that, you know, it's swatting a fly with a Buick. It doesn't, you know, there's no real sense to it.
Yeah, because I remember if I was in the hallway between class and when the class was going on, even the custodian had a little bit of pull. He would stop you in the hallway and want to know why you were in the hallway, what you were doing.
Yeah.
You know, he was that adult authoritarian figure that we had to abide to, even though he might have been the custodian, but, you know, he was still the adult in that school, and he still had some authority to want to know why we were in the hall. We could have been smoking in the bathroom. We could have been tearing something up. You don't know.
We had it where I went to three different high schools, but the public high school that I went to, I kept getting kicked out. No, I'm just kidding. In the public high school that I went to, they would have the teachers, as soon as, you know, in those between class periods, they would go and stand outside their doors. They wouldn't just sit at their desks and wait for the next class to get there. They had to go up and be that adult in the hallway. So every 10 feet, there were every 30 feet or whatever, there was another adult there just watching what was going on, and it worked out fine.
So now the schools now have problems. You know, back in our day with smoking or sneaking out smoke. Now you got kids vaping in schools all the time, but nobody's monitoring to the point to taking care of it or whatever else is going on in the school.
Yep.
So I don't know. They just got complacent.
Well done, man. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Michael, for the call. We'll get to more of your calls coming up on the other side. If you're on hold, we'll get to you next. It is 11:17 here on KMBZ. It's 11:22 here on KMBZ on a Friday. We're talking about the push amongst some pretty major school districts around the country to end the agreements that they have with school resource officers, with local police departments providing police protection in school districts. Denver is talking about it. Phoenix is looking at it as well. Chicago, it's on the table. And what they're doing is talking about moving the financial resources from police into things like mental health and some of the other things that school needs. I don't get it, quite frankly, because a year ago, the push was for school resource officers in schools to keep kids safe. What do you think about that idea of moving the school resource officers out, given what's going on in the world? Several of you want to get in on this on the phones. We'll go to Kingsville first and talk to A.A. Ron. Hi there on a Friday.
Hey, you guys. Good to talk to you today.
Same here.
So, you too.
Part of me wants to say, you know, this is throwing the baby out of the bathwater. You know, you've got good officers and you got bad officers. You got good school resource officers and bad ones. Some that do their job or just show up, and then others that go above and beyond, that come to everything, whether they're paid or not, and actually get a good, you know, community relationship built with these students to try to further, you know, other, you know, I guess, de-escalate other situations they may come into in their life. But as we've just seen with this, the George Floyd murder, some of these officers had just been on the job for a couple days, and yet they still followed what they thought was wrong, or seemed to have thought what was wrong when they asked questions of, hey, you know, shouldn't we be doing this? No, do what you're told, and following that bad apple. So, to me, it's like they're trying to, you know, say, hey, you know, we're just going to distance ourselves from all of them because nobody's watching, you know, what the others are doing. But I think private security is going to be 100 times worse. Where's the liability fall with those people? At least, you know, there's something to go back on with the city and whatnot with the police officers they have now.
Yeah, like I said, it's a tough balance to strike. When you try to figure out, okay, what's the correct way to go? I mean, is it a matter of, does the training differ? Does anybody know? is the training mm-hmm. for somebody who wants to be an SRO, is it different because you're dealing with people who are most of the time 17 and younger than it is if you just go be a beat cop on the street?
I personally don't know that. But you would think it would be, you know, in some of the smaller school districts, I really doubt there is. It's just, hey, Bill, you're assigned to the school this week.
Yeah, guess what? Yeah.
But at bigger school districts, you know, like Denver or whatnot, there's got to be some kind of training that they go through because, you know, they got to have the, you know, the anti-bad teacher class, you know. You got to have the how to deal with children class because it's not the same as dealing with adults. And, you know, what you can and can't do while you're in that building. You know, a lot of schools are in it hands off, which to me is somewhat wrong because then the kids just do whatever they want to start doing. But that's a whole other story. Hey, you guys, have a good weekend.
You too. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
We have a teacher online with us who would rather not be named, so we will just refer to them as Anonymous. Anonymous, thanks a lot for calling the show. What's going on?
Hey, thank you. Just a few things, and I don't say this in offense, but this is just new to you all. These things have been going on. They just haven't been recorded. And so it's not that big of a shock, per se, to some people who have gone through this. Few things.
What are you talking about? Can I ask real fast? What are you talking about, these things that are not new to you?
When you were like resource officers being abusing their power.
Okay. Like, so you've seen it?
Oh, yeah. Even sexual misconduct. Not seen, but even allegations of sexual misconduct, a whole bunch of things. But the thing is, for me, is training for those officers. Like you said before, some of them are just brand new and like, hey, go up to this school. But if you are not properly trained on how to interact with children, especially children, sometimes those resource officers have to deal with people who have special needs. And if they have never been trained on how to deal with someone with special needs, and yes, they may be 17 years old, they may be big, but they may hit you and they may not know what they're doing. But they might respond to them as if they were, quote unquote, a regular person. And that is never okay or acceptable. But also, I've seen police officers in those positions abuse their authority because it's a child. And so is that child going to say anything? Because this is still a cop. And so the training part for those people is key and essential. Also, with all this pandemic thing going on, schools are losing money left and right. It's not going to be pretty for this coming up semester if you are depending on public education. It's just not. And so they are cutting funds. They are looking for places. But schools don't have nurses. They don't have kids, people in there to help with mental issues at all. And
what
so they're going to try to find money, you know, somewhere.
Right, absolutely. Well, what's your job as a teacher in that case? I mean, when you hear about these things happening or you see some things that you think make you uncomfortable as a teacher, when there's a school resource officer involved in that, what do you do? What's your recourse?
You typically bring things up to other people of authority.
People, and then what happens?
They are supposed to, like, things are supposed to be reported. But like you said, there is that fear of retaliation, a fear of things coming back on you when you say things about a police officer, even if that police officer is in the wrong. And so, or things have been handled or handled in a certain way because it's an officer versus just a security guard. And so,
do you think that we should be pulling the resource officers out of schools, put the money somewhere else?
It's that's why I said training more than anything. And also because a lot of some of those officers go in as if they're going into a prison.
Is that a yes or a no? I guess is my question.
I don't know where the money's going to come from. And they should take
The money's already there, right? I mean, we don't know what's going to happen with money for schools for the fall. We just don't know that yet.
That's what I'm saying. They're going to have to pull money from somewhere to fund other things.
But is there value in it, though? Is there still value if you can get the training done, if you can get things right and get the right people in the job? Is there value in the program?
Somewhat. And the reason why I say that is because it's like, I don't know. For me, as a parent, I felt a little bit safer seeing an officer there, like you said, with school shootings and stuff like that. They've changed up entryways. They've made sure they're paying more attention. But also, people get extremely lax in their jobs once they get comfortable, just like people aren't even wearing masks now. But it will work if you don't treat kids like they're prisoners, just because they live on 24th Street, if that makes any sense. And so if you make kids not look so much like a prison, an officer should be there to encourage them. An officer should be there to say, hey, go to class, and also get to know the neighborhood. Be somebody from their area, somebody that they will see riding their bikes down the street. And that'll help the stigma of police in the first place, if that makes any sense. So it's like, yes, if it actually works. If not, take them out.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot for the call. I feel like... The question of yes, if it works, and yes, if they're well-trained, we've had school resource officers in schools for a while. Why are we suddenly asking the question of yes, if they're trained, and yes, if they're good at their jobs? We've had plenty of time to evaluate that already. Why suddenly now? Now, maybe there's going to be a higher standard for that because of money, but it's interesting to me that now is when we're asking that question. If you are hanging on the line, and if you want to get in, 576-7798, we'll take more of your calls coming up on the other side. Bill, hang on the line. You'll be up first out of the gate after news. It is 11:30 here on KMBZ. Here on a Friday, talking about the push suddenly in schools to get rid of school resource officers, to cut ties with local police departments that were providing security, among other things, which a year ago was a big push locally, not just locally, around the country after school shootings to have more of a police presence. I don't mean to be flippant about it, but now it seems like we have forgotten about some of those security issues in schools. And for a variety of reasons, schools just don't want to be associated with local police anymore.
We had a texter who came up with something I think is really interesting along these lines that is making the point that maybe we're looking at this wrong, or at least looking at the reasons behind why these districts are doing this in a way that doesn't address what they're thinking, that it may very well not be about the school resource officer program at all, that it may not be about whether or not to have them in schools, and it may not be about whether it's an effective way to do law enforcement inside a school, or whether there's value in it or any of that, that it may very well just be the school districts themselves engaging in a kind of boycott, that they're saying, look, the police department writ large, the police department as a whole did something wrong. And because of that, and because we have, because we've seen incident after incident of this in the public, we as the school district are disassociating ourselves from them, effectively boycotting the police, saying we don't want your product, police officers, in front of or near our students.
Right. Yeah.
And it's an interesting way to look at it. I think that though it does. It is akin to a boycott, because even in a boycott, if you're saying that a company does something wrong, so you're not going to buy their stuff mm-hmm. may be really good stuff. You know, it right. may be useful for you. It may make your life easier, but if you don't like what they're doing, then you're not going to want to do that.
Right. Yeah, my head's all over the place on this one. Again, it's baffling to me that I think what troubles me about it is that police brutality, this is not the first case that we've had.
Yeah.
Minneapolis is not the first time this has happened. And yet this is the one that prompted schools to say we no longer want to be associated with police. It's just very strange to me. All right. Bill's been hanging on the line in Overland Park here for a bit. Let's get Bill on the line with us. And if you want to call, 576-7798. Bill, what's on your mind today?
Well, in some ways, I can understand in this really emotional, heated environment we're in that to serve certain communities, police officers themselves do not, they're an emblem of something that we as white people don't see, as they see the police that way. But I think to schools to start doing that, they're cutting their nose off to fight themselves, because that school officer, first of all, is not involved in, you know, the person has not been involved in complaints and brutality and things like that. Why take it out on that officer? Second, that officer can break up fights, as you said earlier, and also possibly stop a, you know, an active shooter or anything like that. And I think it's short-sighted to just willy-nilly just start pulling, you know, terminating police to be in the school. Ideally, we wouldn't have to have police officers, but as time has gone on and our culture, things in our culture or activities that have been going on, it's, you know, it's dangerous to have our students in a school without a police officer. And I agree with the one caller that said, you know, we need more mental health services in the schools. Absolutely. But I think we can do both. We don't have to cut off one in order to provide the other.
I wonder if anybody's ever looked into that. I wonder if anybody's ever done the study and said, okay, if you have a school that had 400 incidents of violence in the average school year, and then you brought in a school resource officer, did those incidents of violence drop? Did it do what it was supposed to do? And I don't know the answer to that. I don't know if anybody's ever looked into it. But before they start doing this, because you're not saying no cop can ever come in here. What you're saying is if somebody knifes somebody else in the hallway, you call a cop, they come to the school rather than having one there all the time.
Well, that's, I understand. That's reacting. By the time a police officer gets there, things could be out of control. And
yeah, but you, I mean, that could happen in a grocery store too. And we don't have cops at all the grocery stores. So
no, you're exactly right. My understanding, they introduced school resource officers in a way that because the DARE program studies were showing it was not as effective as it was being sold.
Yeah.
And so the idea thought, well, we would have a school resource officer that would interact with the kids, the students, and maybe help gain positive interactions with police. And the other factor, I hate tying this up, but someone, either Mayor Lucas or someone of his esteem, I heard last week said, you know, white people, you know, people ask, well, why don't you just stop? Or why do you run? Why do you resist arrest? And I've always wondered that. But the answer was, for African Americans, and particularly young, they're told that you fear the police. And so they run out of fear. And there has to be a way to bridge that gap, to change that, so that there's not a knee-jerk reaction by, you know, police, and yet there's safety for people from the police. So that's what I have to say.
All right. Thanks for saying it.
Thanks very much.
And be careful out there. Sounds like it's getting active near where you are.
We know we have several of you on hold, and we'll get to you coming up during the break. You know, schools are going to be in an interesting spot financially. I don't know at what point schools do their budgets. We don't know what schools are going to look like coming up in the fall. You know, schools get their money from, majority of their money comes from property taxes, and property taxes are okay. It's sales taxes that are taking a dive because we didn't have businesses open. If we have more kids that are being homeschooled, then you'll have schools that are getting less money. But they're going to be a really interesting position to decide where to cut money, where, you know, if they're getting less money because they have fewer kids in schools, or if they're getting less money from the state because state budgets are tight. I don't know if school resource officers are the first place they're going to go to cut, because again, you still have relevant safety issues once kids get back into schools. If you're on hold, we'll get to you coming up after a break. It is 11:43 here on KMBZ.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.